Related to Shana Bas Chava, who should have a speedy recovery before Shalema. This Shabbos is the last Shabbos of the Sefira. The Svarim tell us, it says, Usvartem Lachem, Mimachras HaShabbos, Miyayim, Shabbos HaShviyas. It says, Sheva Shabbosois, to mean like Shehiyam. Instead of saying Sheva Shavuois, which would mean weeks. It says Sheva Shabbosos. As far as say that the Shabbos during the 3 weeks has a special, it's a special moment, the Shabbos during the time of Sfira, to elevate oneself, especially the last Shabbos, the Shabbos HaShaviyas, Abim Ochras HaShabbos HaShaviyas, the last Shabbos prior to Chag HaShavuos, which is this coming Shabbos, the Shabbos before Matan Torah. And it's normal, and usually every year, Bamidbar is the Shabbos before Shavuot. Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar. The question is why? What is unique about a desert, about a desolate wilderness, that the Torah was given in a wilderness? The name of the Parsha that is associated with Matan Torah is called Bamidbar, which means wilderness. One would think that the Torah should be given in a city, in a nice scenic area, rather than in a desolate wilderness where no one goes. Why did Hashem take us there and give us the Torah there? And we read in the first pasuk that is lained Shavuos morning, what takes place this coming Friday, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We're in the week now of the month of Sivan. The month of Sivan starts this Thursday night. Agav, tonight is the yard site of Shmuel Hanavi. Chav Ches Iyar is the yard site of Shmuel Hanavi. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. There were those who fasted on the yard site of Shmuel Hanavi on Chav Ches Iyar. The day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Pasuk also stresses the fact that they came to a desert. They came to a wilderness. The Pasuk says, which is the first Pasuk that we read on Shavuos, on this day, which is this coming Friday, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they came to the desert of Sinai. Then again, three times in one pasuk right after the other, the Torah stresses they came to a desert, they came to a wilderness, and again they came to Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu, and they camped by Midbar. What is this about a Midbar over and over again that the Torah stresses, and that, and the Shabbos before Matan Torah is called by Midbar? This Shabbos we also read the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos, although it's not really Mishnayos, it's a Braisa. It's called Kinyan Torah, where it talks about how one acquires Torah knowledge, how one becomes a Talmud Chacham. There are the 48, the Memches Drachim, which Svarim say correspond to the 48 days of Sfira, Chutz, the last day. Memches Devarim Shehatoyra Niknis Bahem. Among the Memches Devarim is Anava, humility, and among the Memches Devarim is Emunas Chachamim, Emuna. Anava and Emuna are among the Memches Devarim Shehatoyra Niknis Bahem. Midbar, a desert, a wilderness, is a place where nothing grows, a place of emptiness. We say at the end of davening, "V'nafshi ke'ofer la'koil tihiyeh, pesach libi b'sar esecha." The prerequisite, the precondition to limud haTorah, to have that one's heart should be open to Torah, is that he be humble. "V'nafshi ke'ofer la'koil tihiyeh." That's what the Medrash says. The Torah was given in a midbar, a place where everyone trespasses. There's no sign on a wilderness, "Do not trespass." Because whose wilderness does it belong to? Nothing grows there anyway. You're not going to damage anything. It doesn't belong to anyone. It's hefker. It's ownerless. One has to be like a midbar, meaning humble, in order to be able to be makabel the Torah. Like it says, "Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai." Sinai is Har Sinai, it's also Midbar Sinai. Har Sinai is the most humble of all mountains, the lowest of all mountains, Machach Mikol Turaya, but it's a mountain. Midbar Sinai is a desert, a wilderness. That's, we go from Bahar, from Pasha's Bahar to Bamidbar, we're becoming more humble. Last week, the name of the Pasha was Bahar. Bahar Sinai indicates humility, but there's still a mountain, there's still some elevation. Midbar Sinai is total humility. A person reaches a level like a midbar, like a desert, like a wilderness, now he can receive the Torah. It's one understanding of why the stress, the name of the parasha prior to the giving of the Torah is Bamidbar. One has to be like a midbar in order to be makabel of the Torah. Unlike other wisdoms, where the person acquires wisdom, he feels good about himself, he feels he's great, he knows so much. Torah is different. The more one knows, the more one realizes there's so much more. The more one is humble, because the more one realizes how vast Torah knowledge is. Perhaps we can give a few other explanations to the concept of Midbar. One is, a desert, a wilderness, is a place where one does not live, one does not dwell, one does not go on vacation to a wilderness. You don't hear people say, we're going to a wilderness on our summer vacation. One goes to a beautiful area, a scenic area. A wilderness is where no one lives. It says, Asher lo yoshav adam sham, where no people have gone. A place where no one ever went to before. That's a midbar. The goal of a yid, and that's the purpose of Matan Torah, is to transform midbar into a dwelling place. The Bnei Yisrael traveled throughout the desert 42 stops. They made 42 stops on their way from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai, to Eretz Yisrael, actually. To Eretz Yisrael. From Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, there were 42 stations. And in every one of these 42 stations, they brought the Shekhinah with them. That's the goal of the Torah, the goal of a Jew, is to bring the presence, the divine presence in this world. That in a world of emptiness, in a wilderness, one can experience Hashroas Hashrina. Golus is referred to a midbar, kiyadua. Midbar ha'amim, the Navi Yecheskel, refers to Golus as a midbar. It's not necessarily a wilderness. It's a spiritual wilderness. A place where initially there is no Kedusha. The United States of America was known as a midbar shmama. Today it is a place flourishing with Torah, with Yiddishkeit. No one ever would have dreamt years ago that midbar America could become Ohel Moed. The goal of a yid is to transform Midbar Sinai into Ohel Moed, which Ohel Moed means tent of meeting. Ohel Moed means a place where the Shekhinah communes with Moshe Rabbeinu, communes with Klal Yisrael. V'noyadati shama, a place of hisva'adus, a place where we join together, where we unite with Hashem. In contrast to a midbar, where lo yoshav adam sham, where no one is there, it's a place of emptiness, it becomes an Ohel Moed. The Ohel Moed was constructed in the Midbar. The Ohel Moed, the original Mishkan, was not built in Eretz Yisrael, it was built in the Midbar. The Torah was purposely given in a Midbar Shemam, in an empty wilderness, to teach us that the goal, the purpose of the Torah, the purpose of not only the knowledge of the Torah, but the Torah way of life, is that a person, no matter where he is, even the Midbar Shemam, even in a place that is distant now from Yerushalayim, a place that is distant from Eretz Yisrael, can be transformed into Ohel Moed, can become a place of Hashras Hashchina. And this we see in the Haftorah this week. Every Haftorah is connected to the parasha. And in the Haftorah, which is from the Navi Hosea, the Pasuk says, as Emek Ochor lefesach tikva, that the time will come when Emek Ochor, a valley of spoilage, Emek Ochor, a valley of trouble, like Achav calls Eliyahu an Oicher Yisrael, and Eliyahu says back to him, you are the Ocher, or by Ochor it says, Ya'akorcha Hashem b'yayim hazeh. Emek Ochor, a valley of trouble, becomes Pesach Tikva, becomes a gateway of hope. This world is Emek Ochor. Golus is Emek Ochor. Geula is Pesach Tikva. And the goal of the Torah, the purpose of the Torah was that we could take any place, any person, any time, and transform it and elevate it. A person could be an Emek Ochor. A person could be a Midbar Shemama, an empty person. Could be totally transformed and totally elevated by the power of Torah. A place can be an Emek Ochor, a Midbar Sinai, it becomes Pesach Tikva, it becomes Ohel Moed. Time a time of year which is not an elevated time can be transformed into an elevated time. We see this in this pasuk, Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's nefesh. Here we have a person. Midbar Sinai ba'Oyel Moyed, here we have a place. Midbar Sinai transformed into Oyel Moyed. And here we have time. Be'echad la'chodesh Hashem yibashana Hashem. We have nefesh, makom, and zman in the first pasuk of this parasha. That the goal of the Torah is to elevate nefesh, to elevate a person. Every person could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam. Yachil kol adam li'yoyz k'Moshe Rabbeinu. Not in nevuah, but in tzidkus, in anava, every person has the potential to transform himself, to become like Moshe Rabbeinu. Especially Shavuot's time. Every place on earth, even Midbar Sinai, has the potential to become Ohel Moed. Pesach Tikva, Emek Ocher, Pesach Tikva. And time can be changed as well. We have the ability to change time. Be'echad la'chodesh Hasheni, Bashana Hashenis. And all this is Litzeisom Me'eretz Mitzrayim, when we go out of Mitzrayim. The purpose of the Torah was to take us out of Mitzrayim, out of the Makom HaTuma of Mitzrayim, the Makom of the Memtes Sha'arei Tuma, and elevate us to the level of Yerushalayim, elevate us to Har Sinai, and eventually to Yerushalayim. We also find in this Haftorah, at the end, psukim that are said every day when we put on our tefillin, most have the minhag when they tie the tefillin around the finger three times, they say ve'erastachli la'olam, ve'erastachli b'tzedeku v'mishpatu v'chesedu v'racham, ve'erastachli be'emunav yodates Hashem. Those are the three ve'erastachs here at the end of this week's parasha. Three times ve'erastach. Torah has to do with three. The Gemara says in Shabbos, in the sugya of Matan Torah, brich rachmana diyohiv uriyon tul isoi. Blessed is Hashem who gave us a triple Torah, a Torah that is split in three. Torah neviyim k'suvim. To a nation split into three, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, by a person who was born third in the family. Moshe Rabbeinu was the third sibling. He was the third after Aaron and Miriam. And he was from Shevet Levi, who's the third of the Shvatim. And the Torah was given in Chodesh Sivan, the third of the months, the third day after the separation. The Torah has to do with three. Kosov HaShlishi, the Torah has the ability to reconcile Gashmius and Ruchnius. Gashmius and Ruchnius are at war. Yetzirah and Yetzer Tov are at war. The Torah brings them together. The Torah is the Shlishi, the third party that is able to unite the two conflicting Gashmius, Ruchnius, Nefesh HaBahamis, Nefesh HaElokis. Everything that has to do with Torah has to do with three. The Oron in which the Torah was placed, which the Luchos was placed, there were three of them, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Truma. Gimel Aronos Hoyushan. There was a wood, gold, and wood. Or actually, gold, wood, gold. It was surrounded, but there was a gold on the outside, gold on the inside, one in the middle. So there were three Aronos. And here too, Ve'erastich three times. The relationship with Hashem, beginning on Shavuos, is one of either a marriage, Ve'erastich, which means that I will betroth you to me. Marriage, Erusin, which will be completed by the time of the Geula, as Chazal tell us, Svarim elaborate on it, that Matan Torah was the Erusin, Bias HaMashiach is the Nesuin, the Chuppah. Then there's also the relationship of a Bain to an Av. When we left Mitzrayim, we were Hashem's servants, Hashem's slaves. Ki Avodai Heim. Ki Li B'nai Yisrael Avodim. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzeisichem Eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. On Shavuos we became Hashem's children, Bnei Keil Choy, as we read in the first pasuk of the Torah this week. V'hoya Mispar Bnei Yisrael Kechoyl Hayom, V'hoya Bimkol Masha Ye'omer Elohem Lo Amiyatem, Ye'omer Elohem Bnei Keil Choy. We are the children of the live God, Keil Choy, Begematria 49. When we go through the 49 days of Sfira, we become Hashem's children. This is also taught to us in this parasha by the portion of Chumash of tomorrow. The Eile Toildois Aharon Moshe. The pasuk says these are the children of Aaron and Moshe. The day that Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai, which is of course on Shavuos, and the Torah only tells us, enumerates the children of Aaron. What happened to the children of Moshe? The children of Aaron are not the children of Moshe. Rashi asks the question, and he says, "Lefishel Lomdon Torah Melamed Shechalam Melamed as Ben Chavero Torah Mala Olav Hakosuf Kiilu Yilodo." If a person teaches his friend's child Torah, then he is considered to be the father. of that child. Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael, says Elisha to Eliyahu. A Navi, a Rebbe is a father. The student is a child. The student is the son of the Rebbe who is the father. This relationship of father and son, of Rebbe and Talmud, began with Matan Torah. So if we are considered Moshe Rabbeinu's children, or the one who teaches us Torah is like our father, so certainly Hashem, who is the giver of the Torah, Hashem who gives us the Torah on Shavuos, the relationship that we have with Hashem now is that of a father and a son. We are now Hashem's children. V'chol bonayich limudei Hashem. As mentioned last week, Shavuos is Yovel. Yovel is the 50th day, 50th year. Shavuos is the 50th day. Yovel is Rosh HaTevis. V'chol bonayich limudei Hashem. We become the children, limudei Hashem, children and students of Hashem on Shavuos. This is all hinted in this parasha. This parasha is the parasha that talks about the minyan, the counting of the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are counted. Anything that's counted has a chashivus. Anything that's counted is significant and it cannot become batel. We know that a dover sheba minyan is not batel. Even beroiv. When it comes to the laws of kashrus, an egg, for example, which is counted, one non-kosher egg can be in a room like this with millions of one non-kosher egg in a room with millions of kosher eggs, every egg has to be thrown out. Normally we say shishim, bittel b'shishim, bittel b'roiv, but if it's something which is counted, a davar sheba minyan is not batel. The Shaloh HaKadosh says, that's why Klal Yisrael were counted, even though the majority of the world are not Jewish, so by the laws of the Torah itself, we should be considered nullified because of the laws of bittel b'roiv. The answer is, we are counted. Not only are we counted once, twice, three times. Rashi says, "Mitoichi basan lefanav moina oisam kol shor." Because of the love that Hashem has for us, He counts us constantly. This is the third time already. There's something which is counted once, and there's something which is always counted. In the Mishnah in Orla, it talks about es shadarko limnos, kol shadarko limnos. Something which is counted once, and there's something which is constantly counted. Everyone agrees that something which is always counted cannot become nullified. Klal Yisrael therefore receive a special chashivas. This number, this count, is a result of Matan Torah. Because when the Torah was given, the Torah with the 600,000 oisiyos, Yisrael, Rosh HaTevis, Yesh, Shishim, Ribay, oisiyos, LaTorah, as the Megala Amukas tells us. Every yid has an os in the Torah. The Torah was given on Shavuos. So on Shavuos, every yid is an os. Every yid is a number. Every yid is a count. No yid can become batel. No yid can be lost. Every Jew has to be there. If one Jew is missing, one letter in the Sefer Torah is missing. Says the Kedushas Levi, that's shot in the pasuk over here. He says, counting every yid in Midbar Sinai is kashetziva Hashem es Moshe, because every yid, a yid, is a letter in the Torah. The entire Klal Yisrael, that's the Torah. Kashetziva Hashem es Moshe, which is the Torah, that's vayifkadein b'midbar Sinai. That's why this is the Shabbos before Matan Torah, where we read, we learn about the chashivas of every yid, every shevet, kohanim, firstborns, levim, and we learn that Torah takes precedence, because it doesn't matter whether you're the bechor, whether you're a kohen or a levi, it matters whether you have Torah. As we see at the end of the parasha, Kohos was counted before Gershon. Nasa es Rosh b'nei Kohos mitoch b'nei Levi. Kohos was not the oldest. Kohos was second in line in the family. Gershon was first, but Gershon is not counted until next week's parasha. Says the Medrash, from here we see, the reason why Kohos was counted first was because they were the Talmidei Chachamim. They were the ones who carried the Oron, which housed the Luchos, because they were the Talmidei Chachamim, despite that they were not the firstborns. Kohos was not the firstborn. Bechorah is not necessarily what raises a person. A person could be a Bechor, but if he doesn't have the Torah, then he's not first. The Bechor could be taken away. We see this with Esav and Yaakov. It was taken away from Esav. Esav did not deserve the Bechor. And to some degree, it was taken away from Reuven. It was given to Yosef. It was taken away from Menashe. It was given to Ephraim on some level. Here too, Kohos is counted first. Yekorah hi mipeninim, the Medrash quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, which the Mishnah at the end of Horia says, that a mamzer Talmud Chacham is koydem l'chayin gadol am ha'oretz. That's the power of Torah, that even a mamzer can be elevated to a level higher than a koyin gadol. And that's the concept of nefesh. where, just as we said, Makom, Midbar Sinai becomes Ohel Moed, Emek Ochar becomes Pesach Tikva, a Mamzer can be elevated to a level higher than a Kohen Gadol. Yekara Hi Mipninim, Mikohen Gadol Shanichnas Lefnai V'Lefnin. Yekara Hi Mipninim is Begematria Torah. Then there's another idea why the Torah was given in the Midbar. Midbar is a place of Emuna. Where do we see that? We see that in the Pasuk at the end of Perek Beis of Yirmiyahu, which is read during the Yemei, during the time of the 3 weeks. Zocharti loch chesed ne'urayich ahavas kluloisoyich lechteich acharai ba'midbar. Hashem says, I remember your youth, Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael via Yirmiyahu, even though Hashem had just chastised, admonishing the Jewish people. In the midst of it, he says, I remember Zocharti loch chesed ne'urayich ahavas kluloisoyich lechteich acharai ba'midbar be'eretz loizeruah. Rashi quotes this Pasuk in Parshas Bo, in the Kriya of Pesach, where it says that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim without taking any food provisions with them. V'gam seido loy osu lohem. Magid shvachan shal Yisrael. They didn't say, heich neitze la midbar. How can we go out to a wilderness without food? What are we, crazy? Ela he'eminu v'holchu. They believed. He'eminu v'holchu. They believed and they went. Here we see midbar is associated with emunah. And Rashi says, "Hushem the furish bekabbalah," which means in Tanakh. So, "Acharti lo chesed neurayich, ahavas kuloisoyich, lechteich achray ba'midbar be'eretz loy zeruah." Maschar. And what's the reward for that? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. We are called Hashem's racious, racious tivuasa. We are the first fruits, the first of all the produce in this world. We are the racious. The racious bara Elokim. That's revealed on Shavuos. B'yoyim habikurim behakrivchem mincha chadoshal Hashem. The pasuk calls Shavuos the day of the first grown fruits, Yoyim HaBikurim, which we're referring to Klal Yisrael. We are the Bikurim. We are the first fruits. Kodesh Yisrael HaHashem, Reishis Tevuasai. As a result of our Emuna, leaving Mitzrayim, going into a desert without any food, going to a place where nothing grows, there's absolutely nothing to look forward to. There is no opportunity in a wilderness. You can't grow there. No, you can't grow at all there. And you can't become a successful businessman there. There's nothing you can do there. The only reason they went there was Emuna. When is Emuna required? Emuna is required when one doesn't see any possibility of any salvation. That's when we need Emuna. Emuna is nighttime, as it says in the Pasuk. Lahagid ba'boiker chazdecha ve'emunoscha ba'leilos. During the day, daytime is chesed. It's light. Person feels good. At night, it's dark. A person's scared. A person's worried. That's when Emunah plays. That's when Emunah comes to help us. That's in time. In place, a midbar is a dangerous place. The last Mishnah in Kedushin tells us that most of those who used to ride camels were God-fearing people. Rav Hagamolin Ksheirin, the Mishnah says at the end of Kedushin. Says Rashi over there, why were those who ride camels? Why were they kosher? Why were they tzaddikim? That's the famous Mishnah which says, Toiv Sheberoifim LeGehenem, and he don't like that. Obviously it doesn't mean everyone. But there it says, Roiv HaGamolim Kesher. Why? Says Rashi, because they always go into the desert. And the desert is a place where there are wild animals. Mokem Nochosh Sora V'Akra V'Tzimoyin Asherein Moyin. Not only wild animals, but there were armed robbers. It was a very dangerous place. It wasn't like they didn't have to, like today. We have cars and we can go anywhere. We don't have to worry. It was a very dangerous place to go. And it says Rashi, as a result, they became very God-fearing because they were constantly looking up to Shemayim for help. They knew that without Hashem, there's no way they're going to get through this wilderness in one piece. So a wilderness is a place where, in a way, a person can become very close to Hashem there because there's no one else to rely on. When you go into a wilderness, that's all you got. You only have Hashem to think about. So but one thing we see, a midbar has to do with emunah. Lechteich acharai ba'midbar. The last pasuk of the Haftorah is ve'erastachli be'emunah bi'odat es Hashem, which seems to be a contradiction. But emunah means you don't know. If you know, you don't have to believe. You don't know. I believe.
We believe that Mashiach is coming. Do we know? No, we don't see it. If we saw it, we don't have to believe. Once he comes, we're not going to have to say Ani Mamin Be'emunah Shleima B'Tchias HaMashiach anymore, because he's going to be here. Once Tchias HaMeisim happens, we're not going to have to say Ani Mamin Be'emunah Shleima Shetiyah Tchias HaMeisim Be'eis Shiyala Rotzol Me'eis HaBoreh Yisbaruch Shmo, when it's already here. We only have to believe in something which we don't see, which we don't know. Emunah is Lamaylam and Hadas. It's Adalo Yoda. So what does the pasuk mean? Ve'erastachli be'emuna v'yodat es Hashem. Well, if it's emuna, it's not yediyah. If it's yediyah, it's not emuna. This last pasuk is very difficult. What does this pasuk mean? And it's interesting that the first mitzvah that we receive on Har Sinai, which is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, is both emuna and yediyah Hashem. It's both. Ramban says that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah. It's higher than a mitzvah. You can't have any mitzvahs before you believe that there's a God in the world. First you have to believe that there's the commander-in-chief. First you have to believe that there's a God. Then you can start doing his commandments. So Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, he says, is not a mitzvah. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says it is a mitzvah. The Rambam starts his Sefer Mishneh Torah with that this is Yisoid HaYisoid, this V'amud HaChachma is Leida Sheyesha Motzei Rishayin, that the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of all wisdoms, this is the beginning, the first Rambam and Mishnah Torah, is to know that there is the first existence, that there's a Matzli Rishayin, Umimenu Nimsu Kol HaNimtsoyim, and all existence in this world comes from him, from that first existence, that Matzli Rishayin. And then he says, Shenem, how do we know that? Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. So the Rambam clearly holds that Anoichi Hashem Alekecha is the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, that it's incumbent upon every person to know Hashem. To know, whatever it's possible, whatever humanly possible to understand about Hashem, we have to try. How he created the world, the human body, and then of course the Torah, everything, whatever we can understand, Vidatem es Hashem Elokeichem. Some say that's the mitzvah. The Zohar says the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem is the pasuk in Va'era, Vidatem. The Rambam says it's Anoichi Hashem Elokeichem. Yediyas Hashem is not emunah. Yediyas Hashem means you know, you understand it. A person studies the world and realizes it's impossible this happened by itself. There has to be a creator. That's not emunah, that's logic, common sense. Common sense dictates that when you see intelligence, when you see design, that there's a creator, someone did it. Even the atheists know that, except when it comes to life. They know it about everything else, but when it comes to life, then life is different, for whatever crazy reason. Because the Yetzer Hara doesn't want them. They don't want to believe. They'd rather not. Even though they know deep down that the world couldn't happen by itself. With all the explanations. That's not emunah. That's yediyah. But there's higher than that. There is emunah. There is that we don't understand. Just because a person knows there is a God doesn't mean, I don't have to be a mammon anymore. I know there's a God and that's it. Emunah is not for me. I don't need emunah because I know. You know there's a God, but there's much more than that. That there's only one God and that Hashem is in total control and he's mashgiach on everything and he knows every detail what's going on. One can believe, yes, of course, Hashem created the world, but now he went on vacation, he's not here now, he's somewhere else. He doesn't deal with this world, it's too low for him to deal with. So that we have emunah. No matter what level a person reaches in Yediyas Hashem, a person who knows Kol HaTorah Kula by heart, has emunah that there's much more. He knows that whatever he knows is a drop in the bucket, because he has emunah. He knows there's a lot more than that. There are parts of Torah that are structured. There are parts of Torah that make sense to us. They're logical. There's a system. The Torah is, of course, extremely logical and extremely... there's tremendous chachma in the Torah. Anyone who studies Torah knows that. That doesn't require emunah. That's yediyah already. But then there are parts of Torah that we don't understand. That don't make any sense. There are mitzvahs that make no sense. There are certain gemaras that we have difficult time understanding. There are certain concepts in Torah that require emunah, halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, and so on. Not everything that we understand. Both are necessary. The attitude, the approach to Torah has to be of yediyah and emunah. That's the emunas chachamim that the Mishnah is, that the Brisa is talking about in this week's Pirkei Avos. The erastachli be'emunah, and then the yodat es Hashem, and that which you believed, eventually you will know, and then the higher you go and the greater you become, the next level, you'll believe the higher level. Meaning a person can reach the highest levels, and then that which yesterday he believed, now he knows. But now he's on a higher level, so now he knows there's more to come, and what's more to come that I don't see now, so I believe that there's more. Eventually he'll understand that, he'll know that too, and then He'll go to a higher level of emunah. There's no end to emunah because there's no end to Hashem. Hashem is infinite. So no matter what a person who's finite, no matter how bright one may be, but we are finite. We're not infinite. So we can't understand everything. No matter how knowledgeable a person becomes, he has to know that there's always more. And this also, one sees this in the study of Kabbalah, in the study of Pnimius HaTorah, and Chochmas HaNister. A lot of it is based on emunah. Not all of it is logical, not all of it makes sense. One is required to believe. A lot of it is emunah. This level of emunah is where Klal Yisrael come when they enter Midbar Sinai. We see this besides the pasuk we mentioned before. Lechteich acharai ba'midbar. It's interesting, the words, Vayisu me refidim. Midbar Sinai. That's the phrase that we're going to read in Shavuos morning, that they left Rafidim and they came to Midbar Sinai. Vayisu me Rafidim vayavoyu Midbar Sinai is begamatria lechteich acharai ba'midbar. And that phrase is also equal to the word ve'erastich. Ve'erastich li be'emunah. Hashem took us as His beloved bride. Ve'erastich, I betroth you to me because of your emunah. Because lechteich acharai ba'midbar. By Yisu may refit and by Yavoyim Midbar Sinai. What's interesting is that Rashi tells us in the Psukim, talk about this in Bishalach, as we get closer to Matan Torah, Refidim was the place where they lacked emuna. Refidim is where they had questions. Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im oyin, as the Pasuk says, right before Vayovay Amalek, Vayilochem Yisrael berefidim, which incidentally was during this time, was at the end of Iyar. That's when Amalek came, which was be'emes, a gevaldika, chizuk. Many feel sometimes, and we all feel this, that even when we feel that we're going higher and higher, we have ups and downs. Even in a time like now, there can be downs. And a person might feel, that's the last week of Sfirah, what did I accomplish already? I thought I was climbing the mountain, I see I'm not. We'll wait till next year, this year, forget about it. You see that Klal Yisrael themselves, on their way out of Mitzrayim, had a very big yerida before they got to Har Sinai. They weren't constantly going up. We see this. On the way to Har Sinai, right before they came to Midbar Sinai, they fell into Rafidim, they had Sveikus in Amuna, Hayesh Hashem Bekir. Can you imagine? They just had the mon, and they had Sveikus in Amuna. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu im Oyin. They asked. And this is on the way to Matan Torah. As they're nearing the last part of Sfira, they had a Yerida, but it didn't stop them from continuing. They were machazik themselves. They fought Amalek, and then Vayavoyo Midbar Sinai. So Refidim, that's the place of Sveikus. That's Kfira. That's Kfira. That's Amalek. Vayavoyo Amalek, Amalek, Begematria Sofek. Amalek instills doubts in the hearts of Klal Yisrael, who says it's true. How do you know? What are you so excited about? Kriras, he cools us off. He tells us to chill out. Don't be so excited. Sveikus. Refidim comes from Rifyon Yadayim, being lax. They were lax. We're talking about Klal Yisrael now. On their way out of Mitzrayim, on the way to Har Sinai, there was a Yerida. That didn't stop them, though. They were machazik themselves. And after that, they continued to strive. And they reached finally that level of Ayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. Says the Pasuk, Vayisu me Refidim, Vayavoyo Midbar Sinai. Meaning, now they have they left Refidim. Rashi says, they came there, Betshuva, they left Refidim, is they're no longer in that massive of Refidim. They're no longer lax. They no longer have any sfeikus. Vayavoyo Midbar Sinai. They're now in a desert. That's true, it's a desert, that it's a wilderness. But their emunah is so strong that who cares where we are? Doesn't matter. Even though there's nothing here. Nothing. There's no way, how is it possible that a person could reach any level here of anything? But what did they see? It was in the Midbar that Hashem sustained them. It's in the Midbar. They had the mon. It's in the Midbar where they got their water. And it's in the Midbar where they got their Torah. Vayisu me refidim vayavoyo Midbar Sinai. Vayachanu ba'midbar. That means they camped. They were in the Midbar, meaning here is where they reached the level of Midbar. They totally humbled themselves, which is why it was possible that Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged ha'har. The fact that they were able to unite with one another. Unlike, unfortunately, what happened with the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. But the fact that they were able to unite with one another, ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, means they were on the level of Midbar, of anova, of humility, of bittul. It's interesting, the amount of psukim that this parasha has is 159. There are 159 psukim in parashas by Midbar, equal to the word katan. Katnus, which means anivus. the hepech of gaiva, of gavhus, of godless. They reached the level of katnus. Every yid felt that he was small. He was an anav. It's known that at the end of every parasha, we're given a word to remember how many psukim the parasha has. So the word, Rav David Feinstein has a sefer on it, where he discusses every one of these simonim and its connection to the parasha. The word for Bamidbar is Chilkiyahu. Chilkiyahu Simon, because Chilkiyahu is equal to 159. That's how many psukim parashas Bamidbar has. Chelek Hashem. Chilkiyahu means Chelek Hashem. Every yid is a Chelek of Hashem. Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. Every yid is part of Hashem. And it's revealed when one humbles himself. When a person is an onav, that's when he can have a moon. A Baal Gaiva doesn't have a moon. Amalek is the gematria rum. Amalek is the epitome of arrogance. And that's why he's the one who is the kofer. He's the one who instills kfira and sfeikus and amunah. Because gaiva and amunah do not go together. Amunah requires humility. When a person is humble, he's able to submit himself. He knows there's a higher authority. He's able to believe. The arrogant people always say, I don't believe in that. What is that? How could that be true? Amunah, there's no amunah. Midbar Sinai, which is the place, which is merames to anivus, a place that everyone just steps on. Nothing grows. Anova, shiflus, katnus, hefker. The Torah is hefker to everyone. What that means is, there is no monopoly. Unfortunately, we hear today people who they think only they understand Torah. They are the B'nai Torah. They know. No one else. Torah is for everyone. Torah tzivolanu Moshe Mayrosha kehilas Yaakov. It belongs to every segment of Jews. And it's to be learned by everyone, not only by certain yeshivas. The Torah is for everyone, anyone and everyone. That's why I was given in the Midbar. It's ownerless. There's no monopoly. And when there's anava, then there's amuna. The Midbar Sinai leads to the Oyhel Moyed. Midbar Sinai is a place of emptiness. Oyhel Moyed is da'as. Oyhel Moyed is where one receives the knowledge of. That's why Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. So a Midbar is a place where there's nothing. Midbar requires amun. I walk into a wilderness, I don't see anything, I have to believe. Ve'emunos chabaleilois. That's ve'erastachli be'emuna. Lechteich acharai ba'midbar. Obviously, if Klal Yisrael are being praised that they followed Hashem in the Midbar, we're talking about before they received the Mun, before they got the well, when there was nothing there, when we saw absolute nothing. No food, no water, no business, no growth, no possible, nothing positive. And yet Klal Yisrael followed and followed Hashem there. That's Midbar. Lechteich acharei ba'midbar. Eventually, Midbar Sinai turns into Oyel Moyed. Emunah becomes Das. Eventually, that which we believe, now we know. Like what's going to happen. All that a Yid believes in now, we're going to see with our eyes. We're going to know what it is. We're going to see Mashiach with our eyes. What do we mean to say? We want to see it. We don't just want to believe it. It's enough. Klal Yisrael believed enough already. It's 3,000 years that we believed it. Now it's time to see it. Tchias HaMesim has been something that's been spoken about, and we believe it. Now it's time to see it. The Midbar Sinai has to be transformed into Oyel Moyed, which Oyel Moyed is where it's seen, where Hashem speaks to us, where Moshe Rabbeinu hears Hashem's voice. Emunah is not required in the Oyel Moyed. Emunah is required in Midbar Sinai, not in the Oyel Moyed. Ve'erastachli be'emunah, and then v'yadates Hashem. The Midbar Sinai turns into Oyel Moyed. Shavuos, as mentioned before, is called Yoyim HaBikurim. Uviyoyim HaBikurim b'hakrivchem mincha chadosha laHashem. Those words are b'gematria b'reishis bara elokim. The world was created b'reishis bara elokim. Why did Hashem create the world? B'reishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikru u'reishis bikurim. The Torah is called reishis. Hashem kanoni reishis darkoi. Therefore, b'reishis bara elokim. You know why? Because uviyoyim HaBikurim b'hakrivchem mincha chadosha laHashem. When Klal Yisrael received the Torah on Har Sinai, Yoim Hashishi, what's the Hashishi as it says at the end of the Bria? Yoim Hashishi, the sixth day refers to the sixth day of Sivan, which is the day when the Torah was given, this coming Wednesday, week from tomorrow, is Vav Sivan, that's the Yoim Hashishi, that Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with Maaseh Bereishis, that if the Klal Yisrael accept the Torah, good. And if not, I return the world back to Toihu Vavoihu. So it was, the whole world was waiting for 2,448 years for that which is about to take place next week on Wednesday. We go back in time. Every event that happened, the Hayamim Ha'elim Niskarim V'Na'asim that we read in the Megillah, the Arizal says it means that every day in history, every Pesach is we relive Zman Cheruseinu. So every Shavuos we relive Zman Matan Toiroseinu. Ki Yadua, the Baal Shem Tov would sit with his Talmidim. The Baal Shem Tov, whose yard site is on Shavuos, the Baal Shem Tov would sit with his Talmidim on Shavuos, and they say they would hold hands, and he would tell them to close their eyes, and they would hear the Koilei Subrakim. They would hear the Aseres Hadivros. Koil Gadol V'lo Yosef. Hashem's voice is constant. It doesn't stop. That means the Aseres Hadivros are always being said. Just like the Asara Ma'amorais are always being said. As the Baal Shem Tov translates, La'olam Hashem Devarcha Nitzav Vashamayim, that the words of Hashem that He created the world with, all the Ma'amorais, are constantly being repeated over and over again. Otherwise the world would turn back to zero. The reason why the world exists is because of the Dvar Hashem, the words of Hashem that are constantly being mechaya this world, as the Baal HaTanya writes in Igeres HaKodesh, in Igeres Shari Yichud V'Emunah. The same thing with the Aseres Hadibros. The Torah is constantly being repeated. Oh, Hashem is saying it over and over. That's why the Torah could always be Nischadesh. Chedushei Torah could constantly be Nischadesh every day, every minute, because Hashem is constantly saying the Aseres Hadibros, and great tzaddikim were able to hear it. Shavuos is also referred to as Yom HaKohol, the day of the gathering, the day that Klal Yisrael gathered together. Ke'ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. That's the precondition to Torah. The precondition to Torah is Kohol, Vayakhel, the Eskol Ha'edo Hekilu, as we read over here. In order for the Jews to be counted here, and every Jew receives Chashivas, there was a gathering, there was a unity, the Eskol Ha'edo Hekilu, Be'echad Lachodesh Hasheni, Ayis Yaldu Al Mishpachosim Levei Savoisa. Shavuos is Yom HaKohol, the day of Achtus, Achtus Yisrael. Shavuos is Yom HaBikurim. Shavuos is Atzeres. Shavuos is Zman Matan Toroseinu, and the minhag is to eat dairy on Shavuos. Ma'acholei Cholov, which is Rosh HaTevis, as the Sfarim tell us, Chadosha LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem is Cholov, Uv'yoyim HaBikurim B'Hakrivchem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem is Ches Lamed Beis is Cholov. And one of the ideas mentioned in Svarim is that milk originates from blood. Blood becomes milk. Dam nekar v'nasa cholav, a transformation of dam into cholav. The midos ra'os that we work on during the Yemei HaSfira are in the blood. The blood, the damim, it's yadua, that's what the nefesh habahamis is, ki adam hu hanefesh. They're a hot-blooded person. It's the blood that, ki adam hu hanefesh, it comes from the dam. That's why we don't eat dam. But after Sfira, Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholav, the blood becomes white. The color red turns into the color white. The color red, which is the color associated with sin, Im Yehiyu Chato'echem Kashonim Kashelag Yalbinu. On Shavuos we eat Cholav. On Shavuos we eat Ma'acholei Cholav. Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholav. Midbar Sinai becomes Oyel Moyed. Emek Ochor becomes Pesach Tikva. Every Shavuos there's new hope. Every Shavuos is the Torah is being given over again. It's possible again for Klal Yisrael to reach a new level of unity. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'har. Every year there's an opportunity for us to be Mesake in our Midos during this time. Especially tonight begins, not being having Kavanah to be Yotze, the last week of the Sfira, the last week, which is the week of Malchus, Ki Yodua. The seventh Sfira is Malchus, which is David HaMelech, whose yard site is on Shavuos. We end off Rus, who also undergoes a transformation. Rus, who also has Emuna, she goes into her was a wilderness. She had no idea where she was going. El Ama Sheloya Da'at, Boya says to Rus, you had such Emuna and you were so courageous. You left your home and you went El Ama Sheloya Da'at to Moil Shulshan. Like Yisra. Yisra also says, when El Hamidbar, Yisrael is being praised in Parshas Yisrael, which is the Parsha of Matan Torah, that he left his comfortable villa and he went out into a wilderness. He went to a midbar. He had a muna, and he becomes part of Klal Yisrael. Rus becomes part of Klal Yisrael. And we end Rus with V'yishai Hoylet as David. We end Perkei Avos this week with Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Vod, which is Malchus. The last day of Sfira is the day that Klal Yisrael said Na'asa V'Nishma. Na'asa V'Nishma is total Amuna. Erastically be Amuna. Even though we don't understand, we don't even know what you're going to tell us. We have no idea what you're going to come. Imagine, the Klal Yisrael had no idea what's coming. They had no idea what they're going to be told to do. Who knows what they're going to be told to do? Which the other nations were not able to hear. They had to know first what it is. But we said Na'asa V'Nishma, which is B'gematria Yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to come to Na'asa V'Nishma. Because Mitzrayim cannot handle that. Mitzrayim, which is the place of Tumah, of arrogance, of Gaiva, of Kfira. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyloi, says Paroi. Mitzrayim is Gaiva, Mitzrayim is Tumah, Erev HaSa'oretz. Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's what we're doing during these days. We're going out of Mitzrayim. So the final day that we leave Mitzrayim is the last day of Sfira. That's the day when we left Mitzrayim for good. Na'asa V'Nishma. And the next day, Hashem says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now you're out of Mitzrayim. During the 48, 49 days of Sfira, they weren't out of Mitzrayim yet. Even though geographically they left Mitzrayim. But Mitzrayim was still in them. They hadn't left Mitzrayim until they came to Har Sinai. Till Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahor, till they reached this highest level of Emunah, Vayachanu Bamidbar, till they heard from Hashem, Anoichi Hashem Olekech Asher Yitzeisicham Eretz Mitzrayim Yibes Havodim, they didn't leave Mitzrayim. So Matan Torah is not only Zman Matan Torah Seinu, but it's also Zman Cheru Seinu. Cherus Amitis, Cherus Mimalach Amoves, Cherus Miyetzahara, Cherus Mishibut Goliyos. Yitzias Mitzrayim is Man Cheru Seinu Begashmias. Shavuos is the Cherus Beruchnias. Klal Yisrael reached the highest level when they were standing by Har Sinai. Paska zu hamason, as the Gemara says, all their impurities left them. Paska zu hamason is the gematria nun sharebina, the levels of nun sharebina that they reached when they were standing by Har Sinai. This year, Tavshin Ayin, we all hope that this year, Mitzvah Hashem, will be zeicher to spend Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael. And for those who think that it's impossible, Emunah, it's definitely possible, especially that there's a week to go, and a lot can happen in a week. We see what happens today in seconds, in minutes, in this high-tech society that we live in. A lot can happen in a very short period of time, even begashmias, even logically, certainly with our Emunah and B'nai, and Klal Yisrael always believed that Berega Yeshuas Hashem Keherevayin. Certainly, we have a week to go. And the Zohar says that the Geula will happen on Shavuos. The Zohar says that we will get out of Golus on Chag HaShavuos, on the day that we read V'Yishai Hoiled as David. As we read in Rus, Vayelech Ish Mi Beis Lechem Yehuda, the Baal HaTurim says, Vayelech Ish is compared to the Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Goyal Rishon. Vayelech Ishmi Beis Lechem Yehuda is Boaz, who's Elimelech, which from Elimelech, through Machloin, through Ruz, comes V'Yishai Hoiled as David. The first Vayelech is Moshe Rabbeinu, the Vayelech in Ruz is Oyved, Boaz, Yishai, David, V'Yishai Hoiled as David, who from him comes Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, who will redeem us from this Golus, take us out of Golus and reveal to us the part of Torah that right now we have Emunah that it exists. We don't see it. We don't know what it is. We know that when Mashiach comes, we're going to be receiving a part of Torah that right now is totally concealed. Even with the Kabbalah and the Nistar that they have today that we get a little taste of, it's all, as the Medrash says, Hevel compared to what's coming. But that we need Emunah, because that we do not see. Just like before the Torah was given, no one knew exactly what was happening. We don't know yet with all that we have today and all the idea that we have, and it's a lot. But what's coming, we don't know. And that was required Emunah. May we intensify our Emunah. We should be zoicha to the erastically be Emunah of Yodates Hashem, to the Geula Shulein, will be makrib the Shtei HaLechem, which is connected to the Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebaal Peh and Klal Yisrael. And be zoicha to connect ourselves to Hashem's Yedua that one opinion is that Sivan is Levi. Sivan is Keneged Levi. Last week we mentioned that it's Zevulun, that's the other opinion, the Arizal. But others say the first 3 months of the year, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, are Ruven, Shimon, Levi. So Sivan is Levi, which makes sense. That we can understand logically. Levi is, of course, the one who teaches Torah. Yoru Mishpatecha Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a descendant of Levi, who gave us the Torah in the Chodesh Sivan. Levi means to connect. Yilove ishi hapa'am Yilove ishi elai. This time my husband, says Leah, will connect with me. Hapam yilove ishi elai. How will Hashem connect with us if we connect with him? Hapam yilove ishi elai is begamatra v'yatem hadveikim. If we connect with Hashem, v'yatem hadveikim, b'Hashem alekeichem, Hashem will connect with us. That's also Te'umim, Gemini, which is the mazel of Sivan. We connect with Hashem. He's our twin. We are his twin. He's our twin. Achasi Anosi Samosi. Tamimois, Tamim. We put an aleph in the word Tamim. It becomes Ta'omim. When we work on Tamimois during these weeks, during the days of Svir, we complete ourselves. We become Shleimim and Tamimois. But in that chus, we should be zoche to unite and connect with Hashem and receive the Torah Chadashim that Yiddi takes it. That'll be revealed in the future. We should all have a very good Shabbos for Pesach we say Chag Kosher v'Sameach. On Shavuos we say, many different communities say different things. Some say Kabbalas HaTorah b'Simcha v'Pnimius. Some say Kabbalas HaTorah b'Ahava v'Yiru b'Simcha. They're all different Lashonis that are used in the relation to Shavuos. They should all be Mekoyim, and we should be Mekabel the Torah and be Zeichet to the highest levels of Emunah and Yediyah immediately.